Is your podcast business ready for the AI compliance reckoning? Hook. What if every time you used an AI tool to produce client work, you were quietly accumulating legal liability your contracts don't cover? That's not a hypothetical. That's what's happening right now in professional services. And most small firms have no idea it's coming for them. Context. Goldman Sachs just dropped a report projecting that generative AI will replace 8 to 12% of non-agricultural jobs while reshuffling another 42 to 48%. Most business owners read that as an economic forecast. Terry Palma at Palma Podcast Productions reads it as a compliance calendar. Because right now, AI is actively restructuring how deliverables get made, and your contracts almost certainly don't reflect that reality yet. First, the Goldman Sachs numbers aren't abstract. The occupational categories most exposed to AI substitution: clerical support, media, research, editing, map almost perfectly onto podcast production workflows, script writing, transcription, research, post-production. Those aren't future risks. They're active ones. The governance question isn't whether to use AI tools. Most firms already do. The question is whether your client disclosures actually say so. Second, a Santa Barbara City Council vote offers a surprisingly sharp compliance benchmark. The council recently added over $92,000 to an urban planning contract, bringing it past $510,000 total. Every dollar required public documentation, scope justification, and council approval. That's the contractual rigor public sector procurement demands. Private firms using AI to change how deliverables are produced rarely operate anywhere close to that standard. When AI changes your production process, your original scope of work may no longer describe what the client is actually receiving. That's a liability gap. Third, Goldman Sachs frames AI's workforce impact as reallocation, not displacement. But reallocation isn't passive. It requires reskilling investment, internal policy, and clear governance frameworks. As Terry Palma puts it, if your governance doesn't match your workflow, you're building on a foundation that can crack under pressure. Every AI integration decision is a client relationship decision first. Takeaway: here's your one action item. Pull out your current client contract template today and search for any language about how deliverables are produced. If AI tools aren't mentioned, you have a governance gap. Add a disclosure clause before your next project kicks off. Don't wait for a client to ask the question first. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz, and if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.